And to this, it was big news across the day and yesterday, of course. A litany of police failures have been found in the handling of Fazana Yakubi's complaints. 8 weeks after her first complaint of stalking, she was murdered by the man stalking her. Police have met with Ms. Yakubi's family to apologise for their failings, and there are calls for New Zealand to have a criminal stalking law. Our next guest says the fact that we don't, it's embarrassing. Chief Executive Officer of Women's Refuge, Dr. Ange Jury, is with us. Kia ora, Dr. Jury.
Yeah, kia ora, Wallace. How are you?
Very well. This is shocking, the story, isn't it? And reading through it and recalling when it happened and just seeing that time, that really what struck many is the timeline of her continuously going to police.
Yeah, and remember that this had been going on for quite some considerable time before she decided to try the police. So, you know, it's not just an 8 month sort of series. This had been going on for a long time, but yeah, she was let down in a big way.
Why don't you think that stalking is taken more seriously here?
People don't understand it, Wallace. You know, people don't understand how things that can seem perfectly innocuous, I guess, to you or I, are actually terrifying in a demonstration of someone's power and control over you. You know, finding a bunch of flowers on your back doorstep, are you going to report that to police? No, probably not. But that's a demonstration that this person knows who you are and where you are. Terrifying stuff.
Yeah. Sally.
Dr. Jury, speaking of the police, do you feel that they're given enough education about how this can escalate? And should it be just a policy that they're aware of and adhere to? Or does there need to be actual legislation to formalise it a bit more?
Oh, we need legislation. It's very, very hard for police to act in a criminal sense. Oh, they could, but it's more difficult if they don't have the legislation. Now, we're one of the few jurisdictions that we like to compare ourselves with who don't have specific stalking legislation. Australia does, the UK does.
And why do you think that is? Why would New Zealand have left that off the statute books?
That's a really good question. And we were very encouraged by the previous government, who apparently were doing work on this. We had assurances from most of the major parties in Parliament that this was going to be something that they would get dealt with after the election. And sort of a bit disappointed to see Paul Goldsmith saying that it's something that will be dealt with in due course. Well, do we need another Fazana before it gets dealt with?
Mm. Sally.
And thinking about this particular horrific case, in your role, I mean, is this something that you see again and again and again?
Stalking is something that happens so much more than people think. Did a piece of research a wee while ago using our risk assessment data, and the majority of the records that we looked at had identified stalking and what they were experiencing. It's not an uncommon thing.
And I imagine it's sometimes hard to distinguish which is somebody who, be it a male or a female, want to flatter a potential partner and just show that they are in awe of them, as opposed to these horrific crimes.
But doesn't the line have to be? I mean, quite often with these sorts of things, you think, well, why didn't the person go to the police more often? Or why didn't they talk to friends and family? This woman did everything that she should have done to draw attention to it. She did everything that she possibly could to make people understand it was serious. So the line I would have thought that needs to be drawn is when the person being stalked is feeling unsafe and is feeling as if, so it doesn't, you know, you don't really have to go to the motives of the stalker. You need to be able to listen to the stalkee. And in the moment they say, no, no, this doesn't feel like the right thing, somebody has to be able to respond to that and keep them safe, I would have thought.
Oh, you're precisely right. I don't disagree with anything you're saying there, but they also need to know that when they go to police, that they are going to be treated seriously. I mean, it was a no-brainer in this instance.
Yeah, you would have thought so.
You know, having someone threaten to throw acid in your face, pretty full-on.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be mistaken for some bit of random love bombing, you know?
Mm. As I say, it was pretty shocking reading, you know, through that timeline and seeing just that that absence of attention to the fact that this needed, you know, immediate attention. I'm just picking up on what Sally was saying as well. In terms of better education for everybody, perhaps coming out of schools or universities or whatever, on what stalking might constitute. For example, you mentioned that illustration of putting flowers on the back door. Do you think that we need to perhaps have a component of education here of what constitutes unwanted behaviour?
Well, I think we already have that, Wallace. I mean, it's not like it's unknown or mysterious. Yeah. You know, we do actually have it. I think what we need to do is have the legislation that demonstrates that actually it is criminal behaviour.
Got it.
Yeah, you know, it's not just some, like I said, misguided love bombing stuff, that this is actually an offence. Stop doing it.
Mm.
So it's great that we're talking about this. It's getting a lot of attention, but you said that this current government is not really doing anything. What would be your advice to the government about what needs to happen and how? How can this legislation get underway?
Jenny Anderson's got a private members bill that's not sure if it's been pulled out of the biscuit tin or not, but I know that there is a bill and I would urge that they all support it. And get it done.
Are there bits of the current statutes, though, that could apply? Couldn't there be some things about menacing or, you know, wouldn't there be ways of applying some of the laws that already exist to try, whilst waiting for something that's specific around stalking, couldn't they be applying some other legislation as well?
Possibly, but it's very difficult to do. Like it fits in under the harassment, laws, and those are treated more as civil issues rather than criminal issues. Look, it is something that could be got through Parliament fast if we had majority support across the House.
Dr. Jury, kia ora, very nice to have you here on this matter. I really appreciate
it. Thank you, Wallace.
There's the CEO of Women's Refuge, Dr. Ange Jury, on that story.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.